Good morning, and we are glad that you're here on behalf of Preston Opera's Club for us to be talking about Black Patch activities. For the media, we'll be sending y'all information along. We've got several activities planned, but we wanted to go ahead and announce our grand marshal today for the activities for the year. Whenever the club decides on a grand marshal, we look at a person, a group, an individual who has made substantial contributions to this community, or to the Optimist Club, or to the farming industry, which was where Black Patch originally come to. So we looked at different things. At one of our meetings, it was brought up. We have a group in this town that has really helped the Optimist Club tremendously this year, and also has helped this community for the past several years. So by the club vote a month or so ago, we decided to choose Ms. Beth Mann and the WPKY staff as our grand marshals for this year. A couple of stories I'll share about Beth. 2018. They first bought the radio station, September 1's, whenever they started operating. Of course, that's right before Black Patch. I walked in, never seen Beth before, and there's a group of people standing around. I said, who's in charge here now? And they pointed Beth out, so I said, can I talk to you a minute? And I said, Black Patch is coming up. We would like to have this, this, and this. We need live coverage for the parade. We need the people downtown that day. What do you think you can help us with? And she went, oh, yes, 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 we'll do it. And she said, I'm not sure how that's going to look or how it's going to work, but we're going to do that, so we appreciate that. I know throughout this last year with the tornado that they have been very active in covering for that and also heading up relief activities through the year for our community. And I guess one big thing that sticks out in our mind, we've had a radio auction here for 50-something years. And over the years, there's been different people owning the radio station, and again, the first year she owned it, I went out and talked to her about the radio auction. She said, absolutely. And so we started that process. This year, when we got ready to start for the radio auction, I went out and talked to Beth, and I said, we want to talk about the radio auction. She said, we're in. And I said, great. And she said, what do you have in mind? I said, well, we're just in the beginning stages. She says, George, you know, I've been a part of the radio auction in Christian County and Cadiz for years. I think I can help y'all come up with some different ideas if y'all are open for that. And of course, our response was, yes, whatever we can do to make the radio auction better. And so we come up with the theme of New in 22 with a lot of new different ideas, a lot of new different things involved with it. And in years past, we've maybe taken in $12,000 to $13,000 in our radio auction. We were shooting for 22 this year. When it ended up, we had over $37,000 raised. So it's about three times. And with us as the Optimist Club looking to help youth organizations and groups in this community, what a boost it was to have that expertise. Even though we've been doing it for 50 years, there's always ways to improve, and she showed us some things. And we looked at that, and she said, we're in, however you want to do it. But again, our radio auction tripled, and we appreciate that support. And also, it's going to enable us to help people more, youth groups more throughout the year. And we've already seen that due to the coverage we had in this community through all the media outlets. Helped us with our radio auction with that, promoting that, and people did respond well. And since that, we're helping groups now that we have never helped in the past because they become aware of what the radio auction is and what the money goes for. So last night, we had a meeting, was able to make a contribution to a group that has never received any type of funding from the Optimist Club. So our grand marshals for 2022 is Ms. Beth Mann, the WPKY owner, operator, the boss lady there, and her staff that joined in 100% with the radio auction by helping us out. So Beth, we want you to come up and share whatever you would like to share with this group about being our grand marshals, and introduce your staff, who you have working with you, and what we'd like to do is over the next few weeks, maybe go in more depth with whoever is working at your place and who the contributions they've made to the radio auction and all, and encourage the whole community just to maybe tune in and see through all the media, not just the radio station, from our newspapers too, to do that. And we've invited all of our media here today to be a part of this and gather whatever information. And I haven't asked her about this, but I'm sure she would be open to answer questions if any of the media has anything they would like to ask her or whatever. So Beth, would you come forward and share?
Thank you. Well, I wasn't expecting to take the mic, so I haven't thought one thing about what to say other than just thank you. We appreciate it very much. I'm so proud of the WPKY team. I cannot tell you how much I love and respect this crew for all the work that they do. And they love the community first. It's first about the community. And when we bought the station in 2018, I actually wanted to buy it in 2015, and things just didn't work out. The timing wasn't right on that. And we were really thrilled to be able to come to a community that we thought we could do more community service, and it fit nicely in our plan because it was adjacent to all of the other stations that we own. So it was just a good fit. And, you know, the community has been well served since 1950 with its own local radio station. But we've had some out-of-town ownership, we've had some corporate ownership, and it's just different when you walk Main Street and you super serve Main Street and you're not super serving corporate America or Wall Street. And so our focus in our company is super serve Main Street. That's what we focus on. And so we came here to super serve Princeton, Kentucky and Caldwell County. And George has held me to my word. My first interview on the air talked about we will super serve this county. This will be our primary home. And He did call me out the very first week. I mean, I was there literally sweeping up the floors, and you know, the place had been not well cared for, in my opinion. And technically, we were not where we needed to be, and legally, we were not where we needed to be. And there was a lot of work to be done when we bought it. But there was no surprise to that. We knew it. I'd been in it several times, and I had a list pages and pages and pages long of things that we needed to do to improve the station. And so we spent our first year technically getting back up to par and legally getting back up to par. We spent a lot of money that first year. I viewed that as an investment to make the station better. And we've been on a rip since then, I think, to try to really do a much better job on the community service piece of it. And so Tammy Hancock has been with us from day one since we bought the station. She and I have worked together on and off for 35 years now. She oversees our news department. And has just done a terrific job, even through the tornado and the ice storm and all the things that seem to keep coming at us. You know, she's been there through all of that. Heather Riley's with us today. Heather is my right hand in Caldwell County. She helps me with all things Caldwell County, all things WPKY. For a living, she's a marketing specialist, so she takes care of a lot of the businesses and advertising in this market, but she does way more than that for me here in Caldwell County. And she's proud to do it. This is home for her. Tess Cowan is just doing a remarkable job on our morning show. I'm so proud of her. That is the hardest seat to sit in. First of all, if you can imagine waking up every morning and being on top of the world at 6 o'clock in the morning every single day, you know, through ice and through snow and through bad weather, good days and bad days. You know, I can't do that. I don't wake up happy as I could be at 6 o'clock in the morning. You don't want to be near me. So it took us a little while in that morning show slot. You know, we made a hire or two that wasn't a good hire, but it was at least somebody that understood local radio. They just didn't understand Caldwell County. And so when we got a chance to bring Tess back into radio, she started her career in radio and at WPKY, literally, I'm not going to tell how many years ago, but a few decades ago, lived a military life. Her husband is retired military, and they came back to Caldwell County, came back home, and she just happened to hear that we were looking for somebody. And we were lucky to bring a local person who loves this community like you guys do. On board to do our morning show, and so we're tickled to death to have her. Back at the studios, John Miller pretty much runs our show for us. He was a part-time employee when we bought the company. He was only working 8 or 10 hours a week. He's now working about 80 or 100 a week. He does a super awesome job for us. He takes care of all things technical, helps us with video of Caldwell County games. He does a lot of traffic and a lot of scheduling, and anything our company needs, he's an all-in guy. his first answer is yes. He was here every single night of the Optimist auction, even the night that I asked him to take off and let one of our part-time kids learn. He sat in the back and bid on things, buying hearing aids for his dad. So he's an all-in kind of man. And then Todd Griffin, you guys know way more about Todd Griffin than I do. I was asking him last night about his coverage of Caldwell County sports. He is Mr. Caldwell County. I mean, he understands it and he loves it, and that's his passion. So that's pretty much our crew here. Our whole team is about 35 people on our staff that oversee 7 radio stations, about 15 digital products. They stay pretty busy. They run pretty wide open. I especially want to thank George and the Optimist Club for having an open mind going into this auction. It's sad, but it takes money to do all the things that you want to do to improve a community. And you put the hard work with it, and a lot of great things happen. And George was very open-minded. The very first meeting, I remember being nervous. I even said, you know, are there elephants in the room? Anything I need to know before I make this presentation? To do 3 different levels that we presented for them. It was all at no charge. There were no dollars on the proposal. I didn't want to do it for the money. I wanted to do it for the community. It was a gift back. But the main reason we wanted to make a change this year was because the community had been through the tornado that we still are just reeling over, and then the ice storm, and then we had the young kid who ran out in front of the vehicle and was hurt, and all those, and then we had the fire. We had like 4 or 5 things that were just tragedy in our community, and we wanted something positive. We needed a win in this community, very much so. And so the Optimist Club seemed to be the right time to do something that was positive and good and forward. And so we said, you know, we need a celebration. We need a win. And so our whole team, they got that, and they agreed with that. And they gave everything they needed to give to the Optimist Club to make it successful, and the community just stepped right up. It was a beautifully written script that went exactly the way we hoped that it would. So thank you guys for being open-minded, and thank you for being willing to make changes. And thank you for recognizing my team. I love these guys, and I appreciate the recognition. I appreciate our partnership with our media. We've had a good relationship, and that really strengthens the community. When you can have strong media relationships, we all understand each other, we help each other get our work done, then the community's the winner when we do that. So we appreciate those partnerships very much. Thank you guys for that, too. I'll take questions if you want me to. I think you guys probably know. Thank you again.
What does it mean to you to be Grand Marshal for you and your team?
Well, truthfully, it's embarrassing for me personally because I'm not, that's just not how I roll. That's not how I think. I'll tell you all a funny story. The Citizen of the Year in Troup County is the Grand Marshal. And so during COVID, I was fortunate to be named that because we put together the Greatest Comeback of All Time campaign that ran across, you know, 5 county region. So I decided we were short staffed, so I was doing live coverage, radio coverage of the Christmas parade. And they dropped off this script book that had like what all the floats were. And so we're flipping through the pages, and when it got to Grand Marshal, it had my name in there. And that's when I recognized I was supposed to be in the parade, not broadcasting the parade. I had no idea that, I mean, I had just forgotten, you know, because it happened during COVID and we didn't do that parade that year. So I was supposed to have been in the parade, and I wasn't. I was actually doing the broadcast. So, and that was by mistake. So I've already threatened on this deal to also be the person doing the broadcast and let my team be the Grand Marshal in the parade. And I think that's way more fitting. You know, I just get to write those checks. I get to write the checks. I get to hire great people. I get to do my childhood dream. You know, I mean, all my life, from the time I was 7 years old, I wanted to own radio stations. It's all I've ever wanted to do. And so I just get to live my dream and surround myself with awesome people. But it means a lot to me to have the recognition in Caldwell County, because that's the place that I have to build relationships now, and I have to start from scratch. And the hardest part for me in covering the tornado is my cell phone wasn't full of every first responder and every city and county official for Caldwell County, because we've been 2 years of COVID. So we bought at the end of 18. I had one full year of 19, which I was doing all technical. We did upgrade, we went to stereo, we bought all new processors, new transmitters. I spent all of 19 pretty much rebuilding facilities. And then we had COVID 20 and 21. So I didn't really get to build the relationships in this community that I'm used to having in all the communities that we serve. So it was terribly frustrating to me when the tornado happened, and I'm like, I need to talk to our coroner, Henderson. I know him well, I can reach him more. Or we need to talk to, you know, the sheriff's deputy who was out at the country club when that happened, and I didn't have that number. And so that was hard for me. So it is a proud moment that maybe now, you know, Caldwell County does recognize we're here to serve, we're here to super serve, and we're local, we're here to stay. And it means a lot for Caldwell to be part of my lifetime dream now. And WPKY was the first station that I got to buy completely on my own. The other stations I managed, I was the general manager for 20 plus years of those before I became owner of those stations. They were my mentor, my lifetime partner, VJ Everett. They were his stations, and then they became mine. The PKY is mine. I bought it completely on my own. I used my retirement money to pay for it. And so it really does kind of bring it back to full circle that it's a special gift, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Beth. And I like we've got several of our members here today. Whenever it was brought up and discussed, everybody was on board to move in this direction. And we appreciate on behalf of the community what you've done to help us serve this community better on that. And I'll reiterate something that whenever we started in with the radio auction, working with that as far as working with the other media, Beth was, we're not in competition, we're together. We're here to serve this community, and what a blessing that is to have people that want to work together. So, that's one thing that I found out first off and respected, and I still do to do that. If there's no other questions, what I'd like to do is get the staff over here and our members together, maybe have a picture, if y'all don't mind making a group picture or something like that, so y'all have that. So thank you for being here, and we'll be getting more information on that.